Chapter 22. After Edwin left, Cole spent the rest of the afternoon carving. At one point, a downpour forced him to roll the log close to the cabin. He stretched a tarp out from the cabin wall so he could keep working. By nightfall, he had finished the eagle. Already, he had decided to carve a wolf next. The next morning, after visiting the pond, he washed his clothes in the stream. He built a fire in the cabin's barrel stove, then hung the clothes across the room on a makeshift clothesline. If he hung his clothes outside, they would never dry. That afternoon, he tried to make himself invisible. He bathed extra well in the cold stream, then put on clean clothes. He even rubbed ashes and sweet cedar boughs over himself to mask any human smell. Then he hiked out to a point at the mouth of the bay where he could watch the shoreline both outside and inside the bay. He wedged himself down between two big rocks and sat totally still. For 2 hours he waited but saw nothing. Frustrated, he got up and moved into the trees to try hiding beneath the thick undergrowth. The shore came gradually alive with seals, seagulls, and eagles, but no bears. Finally chilled to the bone, he returned to camp. Several more times before Edwin's next visit, Cole tried to be invisible, but had no luck. One morning, a beaver swam around him as he sat in the pond. At first, all he could see was a V-shaped ripple on the surface as the big animal swam closer and closer. Cole cleared his mind, breathed deeply, and sat completely still. The beaver swam even closer. Suddenly, Cole reached out and tried to grab it. The beaver exploded in the water, slapping its tail with a loud whack before disappearing. That was the only time the beaver ever came near. Cole regretted betraying the beaver's trust. He couldn't help but think how many thousands of times he had done the same thing to people. That night he danced the beaver dance. He realized that a beaver had persistence, patience, and ingenuity. By using only its front teeth to chew down one tree at a time and dragging each one into the water, it eventually made a home that could dam a whole river. The next day, Cole began carving a beaver's head. He tried to think about the lessons the beaver had to teach, but he grew frustrated by how poorly he carved. His beaver head looked more like a deformed frog. Still, he kept carving.